This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Welcome to the show. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. Oh man, musically, don't you worry. You'll be singing along, dancing and having a good time. While we do that, I know you're single and you're looking. And chances are you've been on a few dates and chances are you are on hashtag dating with Dumiso. When dating though, what do you look out for? Green flags or red flags? Why is it that most of the time your mind is geared up to seeing red flags instead of green flags? Why don't you see the green flags? When you are dating, chances are, while you are even sharing a conversation, you are there looking out for red flags instead of green flags. Huh? I mean, earlier on, as it starts, just as a hello and you exchanging numbers, your eyes immediately start looking out for red flags. Why? Even the questions you ask on dates are searching for red flags. Isn't this starting on a bad footing? And I'm not saying don't pay attention to the red flags, but I'm also saying to you, it's the same thing with human nature. I can say 9 great things about you and 1 bad thing. You'll remember the 1 bad thing. Why? Why are you not looking out for green flags? And if you are, please tell me.
Morning, Uncle T.
Hello.
Yeah, you know what? Mina, on my side personally.
Thank you.
I've been through worst in my relationships. So when I enter a new relationship, I always have a doubt.
Yeah.
So
not hope. Not hope.
Yes, I'm good. Maybe let me give the person a benefit of a doubt. But yo, I'm a red flags there. Before I see the green ones, Jay, I just see the red ones hanging, like waving at me, like, hello, hello. So, it's very hard. It's very, very hard. Even though say, I'm an Yazim, this person might be different from the previous one. But it's very hard. Uh-huh. Very, very hard.
Now, when you are in the dating game, like hashtag dating with Dumiso, you hope you meet the one. But you're also programmed to look out for red flags instead of green flags. This could be because you were with wrong people who wronged you. And in an attempt to safeguard your emotions and to avoid a heartbreak again, you go into a new date with your guts up. And needless to say, you are emotionally skeptical. So what most people don't realize that focusing on red flags only can actually be a form of self-sabotage because you spend too much time focusing on the negative and you forget to look out for the potential. I mean, looking out for green flags means you are focusing on things you want in a partner and things you can work with. Does this person make me smile? Are you attracted to them physically to begin with? Is there an emotional connection? Is there a mental, psychological, sapio connection? If the answers to these questions are a yes, then it means you have acknowledged green flags. And while it's important to look out for red flags, it's also equally important to look at things like the things you like more than the things you don't like. Knowing what you don't want in a potential partner, it is a good trait. And your intuition sometimes gives you that. However, do you even know how to look out for green flags in a potential partner? Or when, once you see a green flag, in fact, a red flag, you run. In the next hour, I'm going to ask you to do a green flag, red flag on yourself. How many of the green flags do you have and how many of the red flags do you have? And I can tell you now, you're going to give me more green flags than you give red flags. Because why? You are more kinder to yourself. We're going to do that exercise in the 10 o'clock hour. What are your red flags? If you were to warn a potential about you, what are your red flags? In the next hour, all right? But Ralph says something interesting. I'll tackle Pale.
Hey, Tatibos, this is Ralph from Adrisville. I hear you saying, you know, someone will look out for red flags. It's probably because they were in a wrong relationship. There's nothing like a wrong relationship.
Hi.
No. All relationships are necessary. They are there to teach you something. So if you look at it as a negative, it is a relationship.
Yeah.
Learn something from it. Don't take your new relationship and hoi hang-ups there. No, go in there with a fresh mind.
Yeah.
If you were heartbroken, it's a lesson learned. Finish and klaar. Ralfo, Atrisville. Pele.
Thank you.
Nice show, Tibos.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Before we play you Ntandoka Njalo, here are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag noticing the green flags. The green flag, number one, are you yourself? I mean, when starting a relationship or on a date, it's important that you feel like you're not acting in a way that is not authentic to your true self. Do you feel like you can be honest and speak your mind without fear of judgment or ridicule? Are you genuine? If the answer is yes, one, that's a red flag. No, sorry, green flag. You see, we are so used to say red flag. That's a green flag. It's flying high. 2, do you feel respected? Boundaries are important in any relationship. Does it feel like the respect is put on? Does it feel like the respect is consistent? Because if it's put on, red flag. If it's consistent, wow, green flag. The only time, by the way, you can test how respected you are is when there's an argument. In that heated moment, do you feel like in the middle of the fight, you are still respected the way they choose their words? Oh, my friend, that's a green flag. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on noticing green flags, can you trust them? Most people will say trust is an important factor in the relationship, but do they know what it is? Do they even know how trust comes to be? If their words match their action, trust is built. And trust is the key to vulnerability. Vulnerability leads to love. Love leads to intimacy. So if their words match their actions, oh, that's a green flag. JJ.
Good morning.
You're going on a date, and I'm going to ask you a self-reflective question.
Can I really be going on one? Just let it happen.
I'm preparing you.
Can we stop imagining?
But I didn't see you under the hashtag dating with Tumisoul.
Nugget's already hashtag Uncle T. Leave me alone.
No, Maria Tumisoul, I think it's working, guys.
I saw you must people try, who found love.
Yeah, they found love. They try it.
Look who's saying this.
No, honestly, try it. And Tumisoul means well.
Yeah, I'll actually do it.
I think that's a very, I like it. It's clean. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
What are your red flags? When?
My red
flags. Yeah. So one, the next guy. Or Mr. Future.
Mr. Future, if you see me fixing something in a restaurant, like taking matters into my own hands, if maybe the fan is broken and you see me trying to figure it out, that's something you must just know that, yeah.
That's you?
That's me.
You can't just sit still and...
I can't. We went into where was it? I'm not too sure what... I can't remember what movie space it was. And then the lights were so dim and I didn't understand why. So, no, they were light. I went and I actually found where's the people. Everybody was just chilled. I went to actually fix it myself. So, Mr. Fix It.
So, I see her at the restaurant, ne? And there's no salt in the meat, ne?
Yeah.
Hey, go kitchen.
Go kitchen.
Yeah, kitchening. No.
But I don't want that king crusher. Why didn't you put it in there?
Yeah.
What stock are you using?
Oh. I'm not controlling though, I'm just saying.
That's exactly what you are.
Red flags, green flags, Bali.
Red flags, green flags. I think for me, women have a tendency to... I'm going to speak from experience. Ne?
Yeah.
Mm. Juliet, she just labeled herself, "Get Bob the Builder."
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
Women like to be Bob the Builder. So when we go into relationships, you see the red flags. But you are so focused on fixing a person's red flags that you're going to miss out on the green flags.
Oy.
Therefore, we don't know how to strike a balance.
Oy.
Men, I feel like, bona habanali a list of things that they don't want. A checklist.
Yeah.
You know, they don't compromise on their checklist.
Sure.
If banali this thing, Mbali does not have the 3 things that I am looking for in a person.
Bye.
bye, it's okay, no hard feelings, they move on. But mbali yena, utloba Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Kimunke, Uncle T, kimori. No, I can change this about the person. You see the box, it says red flags, but you want to date in it for 6 months so that you can turn them green.
It's our nature, we nurture. Women, we nurture, we make things. You give me 2 million, I make it.
You know, even that is a red flag.
Yes, it is a red flag. You can't fix everything,
you
guys.
You can't. I think he needs to know that you're human.
Yes, these are human beings as well. Why are we trying to fix them?
So are you saying when you see red flags, you run?
Walk away. If that is your deal breaker,
yes.
Be okay with walking away.
I think clarified there.
If it's your deal breaker,
yes.
Then walk away. Don't let anybody else tell you otherwise.
There are red flags and there are deal breakers.
So there's a difference. There's a fine line between the two.
And then some red flags are workable.
Yes.
Some are just simply deal breakers.
Deal breakers.
I wanted you on the workable side. Let's fix it.
Bob, yen. Highly Bob.
You know what I did, Lupu, no? But here comes the hot step about, my red flags. Look how she walks on those heels.
I'm a red bottoms and I have red flags. What's that? What a beautiful topic.
Why is it though that the red flags will take a backseat?
Because come on, when we meet you, we must give you our CV. You know, a CV is a 2-page example of your entire professional achievement. So we must give you the best of it. Obviously, we're going to hide the red flags. Obviously, we're going to deny even having them. Like, Ninhlekisile, no JJ, no. Nobody at 11. It's like, JJ, this is your red flag.
Yes.
You can't fix everything.
Of course you can't.
No, yeah.
But there's the thing about it that, you know, it goes back to our human psyche, right?
Yes.
We'll focus on the negative than the positive.
Yes.
And we're not saying do not look at the red flags.
Yes.
Just know which red flags are a deal breaker.
You need to acknowledge red flags. That in itself, not acknowledging red flags is a red flag.
Oh my goodness.
Come on. We've got to look at ourselves before we even present ourselves to other people.
Hence I asked the question, what is your red flag?
So
if you were to warn
the
next potential, Mina every time silwa, like Kuku said, Mina every time silwa nyaglash. That's that made me chuckle.
Masilwa
nyagulash.
Is that a red flag?
Yeah, zanele malads. Arabon. I know that's a red flag.
Mine is I will psychoanalyze you.
Oh my word, that's the worst.
Because I've just come from therapy now.
Yeah, no, and
my father is a clinical psychologist.
And you will use
and
it.
I've been there for four years, you know, every Tuesday.
You know what
my therapist said?
You actually.
Yes.
You've got this narcissistic behavior.
That's me. Don't gaslight me. That's me. I will psychoanalyze your behind. That's my red flag. But the green flag is I have a great understanding for humanity.
Which is lovely.
And human behavior, yeah.
And then it's up to him that he can handle the psychoanalysis.
If it's a deal breaker or not.
Thank you.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Noticing green flags. Do you? Because if you're not, you're going on a date, you're excited, you just met this person. And the first thing that hits your mind as you're sitting across them, in your head, you're not vocalizing it yet, but your head, your mind, your brain is saying, I wonder what's wrong with you.
Morning, Uncle T. Mina on my side. I've been through worst in my relationships. So when I enter a new relationship, I always have a doubt. So maybe let me give the person a benefit of a doubt. But I'm a red flags there. Before I see the green ones, I just see the red ones hanging, like waving at me, like, hello, hello. So it's very hard, It's very, very hard. Even though you say, I'm an Azim, this person might be different from the previous one. But it's very hard, very, very hard.
You go in with doubt. Not with hope that finally I've met the lead to my pot.
Hi, Malumeti. As to regards for the green flags and the red flags, I honestly think, Jorge, we're not perfect. And despite everything that Batubare, Mjolo, Mjolo, Toheta and everything, mm-hmm. I think we should be honest with each other and try minimizing. There can be one red flag and many green flags, and let us not make the red flags stand in the way of the something beautiful, yes. Something that can be magic, something that we can have fun and you understand. Mm-hmm. So I'm one person. I come and I tell you, you know what, I'm not perfect, and here's my red flags, and I'll point them out one by one, and then after that I'll give you my green flags. Mm-hmm. And then on my green flags, I'll tell you, you know what, give me the love that I need, I'll give you the love that you need. And
when you go on a date, have you paid attention to the kind of questions that are occupying your mind? Because you're curious, right? And you should be. And like I said earlier on, this is in no way saying overlook the red. No, you need to take in the red as well and see if it is something you can handle. And another thing is this, and this is what Ralph also alluded to earlier, is that are you learning from your past mistakes? Because those relationships failed for a reason. Are you learning from them? If not, then you're stuck. Let me remind you what Ralph said.
Hey, Tatibos, I hear you saying, you know, someone will look out for red flags. It's probably because they were in a wrong relationship. There's nothing like a wrong relationship. No. All relationships are necessary. They are there to teach you something. Mm. So if you look at it as a negative, it is a relationship. Learn something from it. Don't take your new relationship and hoi hang-ups there. No, go in there with a fresh mind. If you were heartbroken, it's a lesson learned. Finish and klaar. Ralfo, Atrisville. Peli.
Peli, papa.
Nice show, Tibos.
Hey, tada. Sophia. Hello, Sophia. Oh, she's not there. Now, Sima says...
Good morning, Tibos. Hi, we're going to have a question today. I hit a home. Not when I date somebody. I look for the green flags. How can I learn? But when I get home, yeah. To analyze the whole situation of everything that happened,
yeah.
And what I know about the person so far, So it's red flags. When I get home all by myself, red flags, and then I start marking and taking, omitting and deleting. Thank you,
Sophia. Are you there?
Yes, Uncle Chia.
Yes. Yes, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Uncle T?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm good, thanks for asking. Uncle T, next I just want to say, hooray, as much as we look for red flags, we must always remember that if it's a relationship in Elim where I've been hurt, doesn't forget, in the past. And there's no way you can try to build a new home with old bricks. So if you want to build a new home, let go of your old bricks. Get in your and building your home. Give it a try. Not forgetting who you are not also perfect. So you cannot seek for perfection, yet you are not perfect yourself.
But it's easier said than done, right?
Yeah. No. We can do it if we try. Like hence I've said, if we try. You cannot just wake up and say, Nakeshapu, I cannot look for red flags. There's no way. But we must give it a try. Not forgetting or more of one thing.
No one is perfect. You're right.
No one is perfect, Uncle T.
Thank you, Sophia.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.